to the Minnesota diaspora this week, Somali President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed warned the community to be on the lookout for radical Islamic groups who want to recruit young people to fight in Somalia.
I am deeply disturbed to hear a group of young Somalis have been brainwashed by evil-minded individuals to go back to Somalia and engage in violence years after their parents were forced to flee fighting.
In the past 18 months, 20 young Somali-American men have left Minneapolis to join Al-Shabaab, which means the youth. The militia is fighting against the UN-backed transitional Somali government. 80,000 Somalis live in the Minneapolis area. Most came to the U.S. to raise their families away from the decades-old violence in their homeland. The 19-year-old son of Abete and Oes Osman disappeared in November of 2008. He eventually called. In a brief conversation, he said he was in Somalia, but would not say why he was there.
I don't have any reason why he would go to Somalia. I took him out of Somalia when he was very young.
The community learned several other young men were missing and rumored to be fighting with Al-Shabaab. The Osmans constantly surfed the internet for news about Al-Shabaab. In July, they made a horrifying discovery.
My husband was surfing the web and came across a picture that looked like our son. He told me to come over and look at it.
Government forces took the photographs of what they thought was a foreign fighter killed with other members of Al-Shabaab in a Mogadishu battle. The government wanted to prove the militias were backed by foreign influence. The Osmans are Somalis of Arab heritage. Their skin tone is lighter than most Somalis. They knew the government had made a mistake. The photographs were of their son, Jamal.
We're very sad about what happened to him, and we ask God to bless his soul. We're surprised that he left in the first place, and we're surprised that he was killed in the fight.
Five of the 20 men are now dead. One was the first ever American suicide bomber. Three pled guilty to providing material assistance to a terrorist organization and are in U.S. federal prison. The rest are still believed to be in Somalia. In court proceedings, it was revealed that they were recruited at a place of worship. An investigation into how is still ongoing. The community is still asking the question why. Mukhtar Osman went to school with some of the young men. He says Somali kids are often caught between American and Islamic culture. Jihad was a way for them to resolve the identity conflict.
Because they don't know where they belong. They don't know, are they really real Muslims or not? So I think that was some of the issue the Somali youth dealing with in here in America.
Yeah, one of the kids left used to live one of these tall buildings.
Community activist Omar Jamal has been working with the families of the young men. He says the community is bonding together to protect their children.
We have sessions of raising the awareness. We're reaching out to mosques. And at the same time, we're urging the community to work with the FBI and any other government law enforcement agents to make sure that this gets stopped. This shouldn't go on.
In his speech, President Sharif offered his condolences to the families who lost sons. He has also pledged to try and find the remaining young men in Somalia and bring them home to the U.S. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Minneapolis, Minnesota.